The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, of God Almighty. So glorious, we cannot comprehend Him. It's only with our spirit person. That's the treasure. That's what God created every person on the earth to do. Forever. In heaven, someone will fellowship with God Almighty forever. Amen. And He's so wonderful and beautiful and majestic, we cannot express Him in human words. Jesus gave the parable of the man who finds a treasure in a field. He goes and sells it. He digs it up, and then he goes and sells everything he has and buys that field, and he digs the treasure up again and again. That's the presence of Jesus. Amen. That's the glory of the Lord. Very, very, very few find Him in that way on the earth. Because there's many, many things someone has to do. They have to prove themselves worthy of Him. They have to pass His tests. And He tries His people. He tests us. He fashions. He knows all about us. He sees what... He's watching us to see what we do. He's so wonderful and giving and gracious and awesome that someone who just finds Him on the earth sincerely and finds Jesus Christ, then that's the greatest thing they could ever do. And they will begin this the way humans are intended to live. That's what humans are meant to do, to know the one true God. Amen. And Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. Amen. So tragic that most people will not even find Jesus Christ. And it gets fewer and fewer in every stage going forward. You know, very few. Jesus said this, get this. He said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Oh, but how narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads to life. And there are few who find it." Just the gate that leads to life, few find it. So, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Life is in the third phase of walking with the Holy Spirit, as Jesus outlines in the book of John, chapters 3, 4, and 7. That's the third phase. And very few enter the gate that just begins at the first phase. Very few enter there. Very few laborers. There are very few laborers. Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into His harvest field." The Lord of the harvest is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray that the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, will send out laborers into the harvest. Many are called, few are chosen. So you can imagine, if few enter the gate that leads to life, then few are in the first phase, even fewer are in the second phase, and even fewer are in the third phase. That third phase, that's the anointing. That's the presence of Jesus. That someone, ooh, it's so glorious. He's so glorious. Amen. And I want to continue to just present this message. This is the answer. You know, I come from a part of the world where their dead religion is rampant. Many of those people are good believers. They're believers, absolutely. Many of them are solid believers in Jesus Christ, and absolutely. But but most of the people in that are they're in dead religion. They just haven't caught the Holy Spirit, and so they're focused on other things. When someone finds the Holy Spirit, he's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He's all they will want. They will just realize, wow, that's the whole answer. There's nothing else matters. You know, yes, I have to. You know, then again, let me say this. We do, I understand, we have to make a living and make money, and we have to, you know, this is reality. We have to go get to the grocery and you know, deal with people and deal with the hard, you know, bump and grind of the real world. It's very hard. But the bottom line is, when someone meets the Holy Spirit, they'll realize, wow, that's the answer. You know, making millions of dollars, well, it might provide some things on the earth, but you can't take any of that with you. Jesus, that's why Jesus said, store up treasures in heaven. And let me finish up with this, just related to the previous message, the one before this one. You know, these people are out there, they're focused on money and riches, right? The deceitfulness of riches, and they're, you know, they make a lot of money, or they, you know, they're trying to, and some of these people, their time is worth a lot, right? Per hour, you know, I know someone who bills $500 an hour for his services. He's an attorney. Well, when we find the Holy Spirit, and we're walking with Jesus, and we're doing his work, really, you want to really know the truth? Our time per hour is priceless. It's worth not just millions of dollars and billions of dollars. It's beyond. Every hour is priceless. So the anointing on our life is priceless. And I want to get more into that. And you know, these people think, oh, they're so great on the earth because they're billing $1,000 an hour. You know, they're some big shot. Well, if you find the Holy Spirit, you can have no money on the earth, but your time is now, you have the most valuable entity in the universe, worth more than all the wealth of the earth. Worth more than all the wealth of the earth. Yes. Worth more than all the wealth of the earth.